This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said Monday bans on international travel cannot stay in place indefinitely, and countries are going to have to do more to reduce the spread of the new coronavirus within their borders. Right now, almost 649,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. The figure is nearly 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million worldwide, 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil. Britain is closely watching rises in coronavirus cases in other European destinations, such as France and Germany, after slapping a 14-day quarantine on travelers from Spain, this at the height of the summer vacation season. The imposition of a British quarantine on Spain is one of the starkest indications to date that Europe could face a second wave of economic turmoil as governments scramble to head off a rise in cases from the Mediterranean to the North Sea. The chief of staff for Germany's prime minister says the rise in coronavirus cases is cause for concern. He says people returning from holiday in risk areas must go into quarantine, and he urges all citizens to continue sticking to rules to stop the spread of the virus. Also Monday, the leader of the southern German state said Bavaria will set up coronavirus test sites at its two biggest railway stations, as well as key points on motorways, as fears grow that summer travel could spark a new wave of infections. Officials in France are on high alert as people travel the country for summer holidays, heightening the risks of new outbreaks as observance of social distancing rules wane. French officials have ordered nighttime curfews for beaches in a Brittany resort on the Atlantic coast after a fast-spreading COVID-19 cluster. This is VOA News. A senior government official said Monday China will help Hong Kong build an emergency field hospital as coronavirus cases rise in that semi-autonomous city. Vietnam has postponed its hosting of Asia's largest security forum, which includes North Korea, and an annual meeting of Southeast Asian foreign ministers by a month to September due to the pandemic. Two Southeast Asian diplomats said Monday Vietnam, which leads the Association of Southeast Asian Nations this year, hopes to hold face-to-face meetings in mid-September instead of doing them by online due to travel restrictions. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday it had thwarted a planned militant attack in Moscow and killed the man suspected of plotting it. That's according to Russian news agencies. The FSB said the suspect had planned to carry out an attack on a crowded public place in the Russian capital. They say he opened fire at law enforcement officers when they tried to arrest him on the outskirts of Moscow and been shot dead. Mourners will continue to honor the late U.S. Congressman and champion of civil rights, John Lewis, with one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive, lying in state in the U.S. Capitol. Lewis will be only the second Black lawmaker to do so in the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last year, was the first. After lying in state in Washington Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will do the same in the Georgia State Capitol of Atlanta Wednesday. Thursday will be his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where the Reverend Martin Luther King preached. He will be laid to rest in Atlanta, the capital of the state, where he served in Congress for 33 years. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. Lewis lay in state Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of his home state. Earlier in the day, a funeral procession brought his flag-draped casket across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where he nearly lost his life after a beating by Alabama state troopers during a civil rights march in 1965. Protests took a violent turn in several U.S. cities over the weekend, with demonstrators squaring off against federal agents outside a courthouse in Portland, Oregon, and forcing police in Seattle to retreat into a station house. Vehicles were set ablaze Saturday night or early Sunday in California and Richmond, Virginia. And an armed protester was shot and killed during an anti-police violence protest in Austin, Texas, after police say he approached a car that had driven through the demonstration and the driver shot him. Authorities say someone was shot and wounded in Aurora, Colorado, after a car drove through a protest there. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll